Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. We come today to Esther chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. That night, the king couldn't sleep, so he ordered the book of Chronicles, the record of his reign, to be brought in and read to him. It was found there that Mordecai had exposed two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway who had conspired to assassinate King Xerxes. That night, the king couldn't sleep. Was it indigestion or insomnia, or was it the king's sleeplessness caused by the gnawing question about the significance of his leadership? Who knows what God used to keep the king awake and in need of a bedtime story about the history of his reign? But from the reading, the sleep-deprived king learned that a man named Mordecai had exposed an assassination plot, and so the king decided to honor this man who had saved his life. In sweet irony, the king assigned wicked Haman, who was intent on killing Mordecai, to be the one to carry out the plan and carry out the honor procession. Singing the praises of the man he absolutely despised, Haman led Mordecai around the town. God has a great sense of humor, doesn't he? This passage is a reminder that God is at work in all the details of our life. Just think about it. God works through sleepless nights, flat tires, and canceled flights. God is there when the baby won't sleep, car won't start, and the bills won't stop. Do you think it's a coincidence that a job went away, that the advancement didn't come, or that another move is in the future? God is the great director, and he has a great part for you to play. Heavenly Father, I acknowledge that you are sovereign over all. You are at work in my doubt, disappointments, and my sleepless nights. I trust you. Help me to trust you more. In Jesus' name, amen.